World with Dr. Keith Suter.
There were fears for the health of Australian economist Sean Tennell after he developed cold and flu symptoms. Of course, this is inside the COVID-hit jail where he's being held in Myanmar. Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions joins me this afternoon. Hello, Keith.
Yes, good afternoon, Brent.
Thank you for your time. Would you tell us the background of this story, please, Keith?
Yeah, so Sean Tennell, who's associated with Macquarie University here in Sydney, is an economist and has also acted as an economic advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar. That area is a particular economic speciality of his, so he was obviously there doing research. Then suddenly when the military took over, he was one of those rounded up and has been held incommunicado now for several months. Now, he's due to go on trial in the next few days. We're concerned at the moment that he's in a prison where COVID is rife. COVID has been very badly handled by the military, who are now back running the country. And they have kept all the oxygen, by looks of it, for looking after the families of the military, rather than allowing it to be used with civilians, or in this case, amongst people who are trapped in prison. So the immediate concern the last few days, which has generated the media coverage, has been the fact that he's expressing some symptoms, perhaps of just a bad cold, or it may actually be the onset of COVID in a prison where we do know there are cases of COVID. And then the other concerns I've said is that in a few days' time, he'll be standing trial. Overthrown leader of Myanmar, Thaw Aung San Suu Kyi, has been on trial for some of the minor offences. Now, what Sean Tennell is charged with is trying to leave the country with economic documents. So we don't know how much truth there is in that. I don't think anybody outside of Myanmar thinks he's going to be getting a fair trial. And of course, meanwhile, we've had months of campaigning by people who are very angry at the way in which the military have taken over the country. So we may well see the country descend into some sort of civil war. There'll be some groups in Myanmar, Burma, who've been saying, well, we've been at civil war for decades, because some areas have never accepted the rule of the national government, and they're certainly not accepting the rule of the military who've just taken over. So it looks a very violent time indeed for Myanmar. And of course, the challenge for the Australian government is, here you've got an Australian who's in jail. You've had other people like the Vice Chancellor of Macquarie University expressing sympathy for him. How does the Australian government play this? And there are really two ways. One is you keep quiet and you hope that by not putting the military into a corner, then perhaps the military will let him go because there's been so little attention given to him. The alternative one is that you actually talk up the way in which he's being held by the military and seek to embarrass him, to force them to perhaps let him go. So that's the dilemma. Now, by the looks of it, his family have taken that first approach quietly. And you've got others who are saying, no, let's go out and embarrass the government. Because it's worth bearing in mind that one of the major reasons why Myanmar now gets any attention in the Australian media is because they're holding an Australian. The military would do themselves a favour by getting him out of the country. And then I think Myanmar would no longer attract the publicity that it gets in the Australian media. And so by doing programs like this, we're sort of reinforcing the significance of giving media coverage to Myanmar and the very brutal rulers who have now taken over.
How long was Professor Tennell a long-time advisor for the Myanmar leader?
Oh, he was there for some time. I'm not sure when he actually took up the appointment, because remember, he's actually teaching at Macquarie. So this is something that he does on the side. But he's certainly been closely associated with her for some time.
Was he living there?
Yeah, and that's why he got caught, because he was back there for on a research trip. And then when the military took over on the 1st of February, he was one of those who were detained. And in fact, he was actually the first foreign national known to be arrested in relation to the coup. So it's not just an important Australian, but internationally, he was the first foreign national known to be arrested.
His supporters say the accusation's laughable and he's being punished, detained, just simply because of his close association with the previous leader. That all being said, that still doesn't help him get out of jail or the situation he's in at the moment, does it? And it seems as though the government here in Australia, I won't say they've given up, but if you read this article, Australian officials, they've been able to speak to him in jail on a few occasions, but it seems as though that's as far as they've got.
Yeah, so they get what's called consular access. So they're allowed to have some meetings with him, but they're not going into the media. That they, you know, they could talk this issue up, but they're not. And I think, in a sense, they're being guided by the family, who are saying, look, let's see if we go quietly, that, in fact, he will just be discharged from the legal system. But there are others who are saying, no, this guy faces 14 years in prison.
Gosh.
And the prisons are appalling in Myanmar. And so let's try to embarrass the government into releasing him. And also, of course, you know, this is part of this wider struggle against what's going on against the military. As I say, the outbreaks of violence that are taking place in the country.
Keith, is it possible the military will be turned over? I mean, they'll be thrown out?
Well, that's obviously what we're hoping for. But it'll be at a great cost because you've obviously got armed groups there that have been putting up a struggle for several years, irrespective of who's in power in the national capital, Naypyidaw. So that they have resisted the national government, and now they're getting sympathy from certain people in the outside world who are concerned about the military takeover. Remember, we were talking about Myanmar a couple of years ago as being a good example about how a country makes this transition from military rule to civilian rule. And now the clock was put back on the 1st of February. And the military who run the country know they are getting support from China. So China continues to support the military, even though Western governments, including Australia, disapproved of the takeover. As long as China remains a supporter of the military regime, the military regime thinks that they can stay in power. So I think it's also important for us to be very critical of China. We've got a number of reasons why we should be critical of China.
Yes,
now you can add Myanmar to that list.
Keith, could I ask what bargaining power, if any, does the Australian government have in this situation to get the professor out?
Very little, except, of course, just the use of the media and embarrassing Myanmar and its main supporter, China.
Right.
And that's, I think, an important role for the media. They could be playing that in Canberra. Every time the ambassador is speaking, let's have people ask questions about Sean Turnell.
Sadly, they're not doing that, as you say. That's why we're talking about it a little bit this afternoon, because, you know, the more we talk about it, hopefully the profile will be raised and maybe something can be done. It doesn't look good at this situation, does it, for
It looks very bad. And meanwhile, Sean Turnell's father, they've gone public with this, Sean Turnell's father is also very ill as well. And
that's
he's
right.
In Australia.
Yeah, he's an Australian. He's what? He's been diagnosed with cancer.
Yep.
All right, we'll keep talking about it, Keith. Thank you for your time this afternoon, and we can just, you know, hope and pray and keep our fingers crossed that all goes well for Professor Turnell. Thank you, Keith. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions.